Welcome to the podcast show by Keevan Davani, The Total Connector, Total Bitcoin, Austrian Economics, the hardest and scarcest money ever created in human history, Bitcoin.
Welcome to The Total Connector show. My name is Keevan Davani. My very special guest today again is Nopara. Nopara, thank you so much for coming on my show. Would you maybe introduce yourself a little bit for the very new listeners?
Hi, Keevan. Thanks for having me. So I'm a developer at Wasabi Wallet, and I'm also a privacy researcher. So that's pretty much about me.
Mm-hmm. Nopara, so we had I had a talk with Mayank Chopra. He's a sort of a UX UI designer, and we covered a spectrum of topics and points, very focused also on the usability or user friendliness of the CoinJoin Wasabi wallet. And we also, of course, talked about the Samurai and Whirlpool coin mixing, the pro and contra, the disadvantages, what is lacking, the overall usability for newbies intending to coin join, to mix their coins for the sake of privacy, fungibility, right? Can we start off, Nopara, what would you say, why would someone have to do coin joining in general? What's the sole purpose of coin joining?
It's to restore the privacy that you should already have by default.
And we don't have that yet.
Well, it's a nuanced question. Do we have the privacy? So far it looks like we do, but the blockchain is there forever, so this can be ruined retroactively for the past. So I don't know. Maybe they never gonna get enough data to make the privacy a really big problem, but maybe they will. So maybe you just want to make sure that you are private now and not just regret it later.
Mm-hmm. So let's start from beginning, Nopara. So the procedure is like that. I, as the average person, go on an exchange. Unfortunately, and usually it's obligated to do KYC. So I do a KYC, and then I want to transfer directly to my hardware wallet, I go on Wasabi and try to do a coin join, mixing the coins. And the thing is, the first problems I see in the Wasabi wallet is that there's a minimum threshold of a minimum amount that you have to put into. So it's like 0.099 Bitcoin, right? So anything below that, I would have to start accumulating until I have that minimum threshold, and then I can start coin joining, correct?
Okay. Yes.
So does coin joining, because that was the point we had a discussion in the Telegram group, also on in the other group. Somebody said that the exchange knows anyway how I spend my coins after coin joining. So if you do a KYC on an exchange, does it really help coin joining helps only when I transact the coin joint coins with a third party after that, right? What's your thoughts on, how would you explain that to our listeners?
For me, it sounds like nonsense. I don't know what he meant by it, so I'm not familiar with the context. Mm-hmm. But what you just said, that the exchange knows what you do with your Bitcoin software, your coin joining, is nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but does the coin joining does it does not erase the KYC data? right? So the exchange always knows, it's still connected. It will always stay connected, right? The, where I buy the coins, right? Because of the KYC. So the coin joining itself does not erase the KYC data.
So of course not. Yes, the exchange knows how much you bought and when you bought and who you are. You put it into, let's say, Join Market wallet, you coin join it, and then you spend it. The exchange doesn't know much about that spend that happens after the Join Market coin join, for example. But now the KYC data is not erased.
Okay. So Napar, there's been a because I've just been following, because it's too technical for me. There's been some kind of discussion going on within the Wasabi Telegram group. I'm not able to follow it. It's just too technical. What are the problems, difficulties, or challenges, or what are the there's some topic also about reusable or addresses that are reused, maybe accidentally or something like that, which is again bad for privacy. What are just make maybe an overview? Can you give us an overview? Like what are the problems right now, the challenges, or also in terms of user friendly development, user experience, user interface for the newbie? Just, you know, I'm just gonna let you, you know, explain, maybe give a bigger picture of what are the problems right now that the Wasabi users, especially the new ones, are about to face.
Okay, so what I think the largest usability issue is the coin control feature, is that when you open your wallet, ideally, you would see a balance and then you would send the money and receive the money and your balance would go up and down. But that's not how it works in Wasabi, because you, in order to be able to private, you have to get familiar with UTXOs, or you don't really, because we have an abstraction, and our abstraction for UTXOs is actually coins. So that works out fine, but I think that's the scariest thing what you encounter in Wasabi. On the other hand, it's a good learning experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be, it would be good if we could remove that somehow in some future project, when we get that far with the mixing that we can remove the coin control. I can see a lot of people being very against that, but I mean, if we would be able to, then yeah, we would like to do that.
Mm-hmm. What about the fees? Can you elaborate a little bit on the fees and the coordinator fees? How much is that? I mean, there is no free lunch. I get that, but do you, in your own opinion, do you think the fees could be lowered? Or
okay, so I just actually done a test in August, and I'm actually repeating this test right now, so I can tell you exact numbers. I was mixing with 3.5 Bitcoin for 1 week, and I achieved about 300 anonymity set for all my transactions. Sorry, all my coins, and the fees were 0.35%. Mm-hmm. Now, what it should be is 0.3%. However, 0.3% for 100 peers you are joining together. But as you saw, I achieved 300 anonymity set, and it was only 0.35. So what's going on there is that when you are remixing, you're not really paying the whole fee. That's the whole story there. That that's how it ended up. In August, the fees were low, the network fees. Now I'm talking about the network fees, not the coordinator fees. So that probably resulted in a more gradual decrease of the denomination, which meant remixing Wasabi outputs did not result in basically almost any fees except the network fees. And now I'm doing this test again, and we'll see what's going to happen next Friday. Yeah.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit what is zero link? What is a zero?
Yeah,
link?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the whole thing started with Tumblebeat. Tumblebeat is a privacy protocol similar to CoinJoin. It's a round based, and I realized that it's not enough to implement something like Tumblebeat or CoinJoin. You actually have to pay attention to a lot of other things. And that's zero link, paying attention to a lot of other things. How you broadcast your transactions, how you establish your wallet balance, right? Because if you implement a CoinJoin and you are still asking a central server about all your Bitcoin addresses, then it can de-anonymize you, right? That's why Samurai Wallet is a fraud. That's what they are doing, basically. And you know,
can you elaborate on that? Can you say why Samurai is like that? I mean, what is wrong?
So yeah, okay, it's a good question. So because it's not an obvious problem to solve. Every Light Wallet sends back the XPub key, which is all your Bitcoin addresses, past and future Bitcoin addresses, to a backend server. Except SPV wallets, because they are doing some magic there, and Electrum, which is sending to random nodes, except not a backend server. The point is that it's not an easy problem to solve. The only way we had for this is that you download Bitcoin Core, keep 100, 200, whatever gigabyte of data on your disk, and you check the transactions from your disk so no one can figure out which transactions you are interested in. And this was one of the innovation in Wasabi that we figured out, or more the Lightning Network, Lightning Labs developers figured out how to do Light Wallet in a private way. So yeah, why Samurai is not doing this, because it's not easy to implement, and you know, people don't think about this too much, and they are just looking at marketing, and I guess they think they can get away with it. But I mean, some people actually rely on our software with their lives. You know, it shouldn't be this careless, or at least straight about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. So, Napara, so let's go to the practical approach again. So somebody has bought a fraction of a Bitcoin on an exchange. Ordinarily, it's a KYC exchange. You buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You want to, you know, before you transfer it to your hardware wallet, you want to, you know, you send it to your Wasabi wallet. Then you find out, okay, the minimum amount is 0.099 Bitcoin. It's not 0.05. This is where I say, okay, this is the like one advantage with the Samurai Whirlpool, just generally speaking, just from the threshold amount. You can choose, I think, between 0.05 and other amounts, right? And then of course you there is this this notice that pops up, or somewhere it says, you know, hardware, you cannot CoinJoin hardware wallet. Mm-hmm. So are we, would you say you guys are still with your team still far away from integrating the hardware wallet? So it becomes, because this is the essential goal, we want to make it by default, right? Isn't that the the ultimate goal, the ultimate intention is to make it easier, user-friendly, intuitive, and by default, automatic. And when you look at all these, you know, buttons and features and functions, it is definitely not user-friendly. I mean, I'm just, you know, extrapolating from my experience to other people, and I know it from other testimonials. So is there a plan? Is there a strategy? What's the roadmap until we reach that, you know, first of all, lowering the threshold of coin joining, whatever 0.0 something, 0.2, 0.05 or something like that. And then also having these features, just, you know, the basic function of coin joining, just make it by default. And then as soon as that is, and I can integrate my hardware wallet, and then with a push of a button, you know, then transfer it, then, you know, eventually to my hardware wallet. Is there a roadmap to that?
Yeah, I mean, we are working towards these things. These are just hard problems and a lot of work. It's not something that, well, okay, we don't want hardware wallets to be coin joining. No, that's not the case. We definitely want that.
Do you guys work with UX UI designers? I mean, constantly? Is that not a priority at the moment?
No, we don't have any. We have UI design, not designers, but people who know how to do the UI, because we kind of have a larger problem than that. On the underlying layer, I'm not sure you're familiar with .NET Core, but Microsoft a couple of years ago came out with, we're going to open source everything, and we're going to make cross-platform everything, and we're going to concentrate on the cloud and web and mobile. Now, the problem with that is they are not concentrating on the desktop. So there are open source projects, and those open source projects enable us to create a desktop GUI. And those open source projects are pretty beta. So what we had to do is that we had to hire people who are working on those open source projects, and now they are working on their projects and Wasabi, because we have more underlying problems with that. So no, they are not designers, but they are some ones who know how to do stuff in the UI. So, but no, they are definitely not designers. Yeah.
Okay. But would that be at this stage, it's not that prioritized, because you have really more fundamental problems with the, let's say, technological development, or I don't know, the programming, the whatever it is, right?
Integration. Yeah. So I would be happy if there is a designer who can also code, but I mean, you create drawings, someone has to do the work and figure out what you missed, you know, because when you actually try to code it, it turns out, oh, this is not working that way. So I believe someone, if you're doing design, then you should actually write a code for that too, and we can check, we can review it, because drawings are nice. But sometimes even those are doable.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the features and functions of Wasabi, just for the, you know, for the,
yeah,
for the people who want to, whatever that is, anonymity sets, the minimum amount, again, maybe the features that, let me just take a look. You know, when you have the receive addresses, why can't I, for example, erase or delete afterwards, after I use them, even though I label them, of course, which is, of course, very useful, is there a possibility to erase, delete those receive generated addresses, for example?
We are getting into, I'm not sure how significant is this, but it could be implemented. There are some technical issues because, as you know, how hardware wallet works is that you have one master private key seed and you are deriving the address from there. So, okay, you derive one address, you erase it, and then you derive another one, you erase it from the eyes of the user, and you do it like 50-100 more times, mm-hmm. and then the user loses his wallet, he wants to recover, mm-hmm. and oh shit, I don't have money in my wallet, people steal me, it doesn't work. But I think it's doable, yeah. I open an issue on GitHub, I think it can be done.
Okay, all right. All right. Can you guide a little bit our listeners? Like, what the practical approach? Okay, somebody sends his or her Bitcoin from the exchange to the receive generated address on CoinJoin on Wasabi. Can you just go through those steps? And maybe also define the select features, select all private, select all non-private. What do people have to pay attention to, and what is important, what is crucial, what is critical maybe in the process of coin joining. A very practical approach.
Yes. I don't want to say too basic things, but you just open the CoinJoin tab, select the coins that you want to CoinJoin, and click CoinJoin, and that's pretty much it. I'm not sure about the level. It seems to me easy, but might other people don't find it easy.
Yeah, there's these three boxes. It says select all private, select yeah, all non-private. Yeah. What does it mean?
So this is actually a funny story because the must select coins are actually a development failure because how I would have imagined that people select coins, pick coins manually based on the labels that they see. Mm-hmm. But then it just become, people were asking for the select private coins. So select coins, those are in anonymity set range. Those only means that. So people were asking for that, and I implemented it, and it's very convenient. It just sometimes can create situations where if you would have done it manually, then you would have checked the labels. And if there are two labels that you don't want to really join together but separate, that two coin don't want to be in the same, then it can create problematic situations. So yeah, that's a usability compromise there, right there, from privacy, Mm-hmm.
But what's the best or safest thing to do? To select all when once you transfer your Bitcoin to your CoinJoin receive address, because there's these three boxes, and when I hover above these functions, for example, select all private, it says coins that have acquired the privacy target. I mean, as a user, I wouldn't know, as a beginner, I wouldn't know what that means. And then it says select all non-private, this third box that you can click. And when I hover above that, it says coins that have not acquired the privacy target. So, and then the anonymity set, I think it's the standard, is 50. So should I leave it at 50 and then select all? Is that the safest thing to do? I just want to, have a rough guide for the new user. What is it supposed to do?
Yeah, so what you want is to make as many coins above your privacy target with CoinJoin. So right, there is a big shield icon there, and that's your target, which is 50 Bitcoin, the green one. You can change it, but whatever. 50 Bitcoin, sorry, 50 anonymity sets.
So
that is your target there. And you want to reach that with as many coins as you want. And then when you have to spend the coins that you want to always select from the most private ones. Now, what we should actually do is that there isn't really much difference between the private coins. So those shouldn't even be shown like 100 small coins. Those kind of should be shown as one pool of coins, and that might be more a better way to understand it. That could be better. It would ruin the one coin equals one UTXO mental model, but maybe it would be better understandable for people who don't know what UTXOs are.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, something like that. In that, does the time frame what does it depend on? So that how long does it take to coin join and then transfer those coin joined Bitcoin to the hardware wallet? I mean, do you guys have sort of approximate time frames, or does it depend on the anonymity set? Like how long it's going to take till it's completed, and then I can finally transfer it to my hardware wallet.
Yes, so you are coming from a direction that you are using hardware wallets, it's not actually figured out. In fact, I believe implementing hardware wallet support was actually another development decision failure, because it looked easy at first and we implemented it, but we have so many problems. I'm right now working on that too. And, it doesn't bring towards the privacy vision that we have. And it creates friction, because now you want to use hardware wallet with coin joins, but you can't, because you have to be online for signing. So it creates problems. It should have been implemented after we get to our privacy vision. I was weak and said yes to people who were asking for it. So now I implemented it, and they are not happy because they can't coin join, and I am not happy because I'm working on that all the time instead of actually working on privacy. I think that was a bad decision. Now we have to live with it. What can we do with it? One thing could be is that hardware wallets somehow support some kind of scripting that we can use coin joins with hardware wallets. Another thing that, because it's very unlikely at this point, another thing could be that we create intermediate wallet. It doesn't even have to leave your memory, that wallet. I'm not sure I should go into it, but I just had a thought that you have a hardware wallet, you create a wallet that doesn't get serialized to the disk, but you send money to that wallet from your hardware wallet. Now you create a transaction back to your hardware wallet, you serialize it to the disk, but don't broadcast it. The point is that from this hot wallet, you can now mix, and you can now mix into your hardware wallet. If you would shut down your computer, then you would lose your private key and all your coins, except that the transactions that goes back the money into the hardware wallet is in your disk, but the transaction doesn't have the private key. So it would be almost as safe. Yeah, just as safe as a hardware wallet, because no one can access my software's memory. At least we thought that after there were some vulnerabilities, but normally you wouldn't be able to access it. So anyway, it's just something I thought about. We could do things. I don't think this is our focus, but there are interesting things to do there.
Other topics like liquidity, is that a topic that that is of concern? I mean, lack of liquidity and lack of sufficient users, or I don't know, you know what I'm saying, like liquidity.
Yeah. Yes. It was, but not anymore. I believe we have a pretty good liquidity for the last 3 to 4 months. I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. The maximum that we can reach is one coin join every 2 to 5 minutes. That if we would take over the current centralized mixers volume, that would be probably the limit that it can go with the 100 peer setup. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so what I know, I think I asked that question, but let me rephrase that. How long does it take to, like, if I have like a minimum amount of bitcoins, the 0.099 bitcoin, I want to coin join it, how long does it take till it's completed? I mean, in average,
maximum 2 hours.
Okay, all right, like maximum.
So in average,
it can be faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can be faster than that. I mean, but it's
yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Can be.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Napart. So yeah, I mean, I've it's already like too much technical for me, but I can somehow make a rhyme out of this, and you've done really beautiful explanations. Is there anything like important that you wanna share with us? Like, what is the is there anything like super important that you're working right now that you can share with us right at this moment, or the roadmap or whatever?
Yeah, yes, I can give you a small roadmap. A couple of months ago, I opened a GitHub issue that roadmap how to replace NoPara. so that's what I'm working on and we are working on right now. And what we have there, I'm resigning as the CTO, resigning as the code maintainer, giving these things out to David and Lucas. They are doing pretty good job for Wasabi. I'm stabilizing the hardware wallet integrations. Hopefully, it's going to be finished today. I really hope. I'm going to work on multi-wallet loading and instant wallet load, right? You might have noticed that everything is pretty slow, or rather the wallet load is pretty slow. So that's a terrible user experience there. So that has to be fixed. It's not obvious, but that has to be fixed. Now the next thing is that Bitcoin Core integration, which I would like to do, because if this thing becomes a business, then it's never going to happen, right? That doesn't make sense, but it's very important for network head of point of view. Now I'm probably going to do it then. And then finally I'm free and start researching privacy. I think I have a lot of things in my mind. I just, yeah, I can't wait to start, you know.
Great. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's about it with my questions. Do you want to share any links, or I mean, I'm going to put your Twitter handle anyway in the show notes, but are there any like links people can follow up, or if they want to educate themselves?
So yeah. Come and contribute to Wasabi, and on GitHub, zksnacks. Wallet Wasabi, that's the code. But if you can't code, then go on the docs repo, Wasabi Dots. This is created by Max Hillebrand, and a lot of people are contributing who cannot code. Just also come and contribute to the Mastering Lightning Network book. I really enjoy fixing typos there.
All righty. Okay, and for newbies, or people just want to get into the acquire a little bit of knowledge, like what would you recommend them, because that's too technical. What would you recommend like to newbies?
Yeah, actually I would recommend to come and contribute to the Mastering Lightning Network book, because that's going to be something that developers along the way for 10, 20, or maybe 50 years are going to look at that as a reference, and it just barely started. So yeah, it's exciting to be there, and I can't do anything but fixing typos, but even that's exciting, you know.
Last question. I don't know whether that is relevant, to be honest with you. Is a full node the full node? Is that something that is somehow compatible with?
Yes. So yes, it's a good question. Because that was a thing that, hey, I have a Bitcoin full node running on my computer when I'm using Wasabi, and it would take me 5 minutes to connect them together to get the blocks from my Bitcoin Core full node. Then why wouldn't I do that? Okay, so I implemented it, and getting to the next Wasabi release, we kind of wanted to be silent about it, but we did not succeed. Max Hillebrand was anyway. so the thing is, it's only getting Bitcoin blocks from your computer, so it's not a proper full node integration. It's like nothing. It's like, why would you download blocks from someone else on the internet if you can do it locally from your computer? And you don't even need to do any configurations on Wasabi. It's just going to do it automatically. So that was the idea there. And people think it's a full node integration and do all kind of crazy things with it. So I want to integrate a full node properly, but this is just let's fetch blocks from the closest source instead of the internet. So yeah, that's the difference there.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, Nopara, I'm finished with my question. Is there anything else you want to share?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're good. Okay. Well, thanks so much for sharing your time, your knowledge, and I hope to have you maybe again on a panel discussion, which I'm to be honest envisioning with you and a couple of others.
Yeah,
whenever you have some time. Yeah,
sounds
wonderful.
Good for me. Yeah.
So thank you so much, and talk to you soon, and yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We're looking forward for the panel. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.